right. It is 34 minutes after 8. You've got it tuned to KHUM. Scott Marcus in the studio with me right now. I've known Scott for a long time, but ironically, this is the first time you've ever been in our studio.
Yeah, I know. What's the matter with you? Why haven't you invited me here earlier?
Something is clearly wrong. Something is clearly wrong. You work at Parks and Rec in Eureka. What's your official title?
You know, it's funny you should ask that, because I do so many different things these days as I'm busy screwing around with my business card. It's Communications and Media Coordinator.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. And I do that several hours a week. It's a great place to work. Mm-hmm. I really, really like it.
So I have to ask the burning question. Is Eureka Parks and Rec anything like the TV show?
I've only seen the show a couple of times, but there's actually some similarities to it. In only the positive sense, it's a very playful place to work.
Okay, yeah. Right. Yeah, so it's a fun TV show. I've actually just started getting into it on Netflix and Hulu. My kids just turned me on to it. I've been enjoying that. So you've got lots of different things that are going on. It looks like you've got the Family Free Day coming up on Saturday at the Adorney. What's that all about?
So for those of us who are of a certain age, we remember, I don't know if you were quite living here yet, but when the Adorney Center was built, seems like, yesterday, maybe a couple of years ago. Well, believe it or not, it's been 25 years.
Wow.
And I don't know if you know its history, but without going too deep into it, we won't go into a history class, but it was a donation by Mr. and Mrs. Adorney, Hazel and Harry Adorney, in the late 80s.
I didn't know there were people named Adorney.
Yeah.
That makes sense now.
Hence the name of the Adorney Center.
That kind of makes sense.
And they donated, I think it was like $3.3 million, and they wanted it used for a community purpose. And to this day, that's one of the biggest donations a community our size has ever received. So there was a whole lot of, what are we going to do with it? And the Adorney Center was born, and it came out in 91, 92. To be quite honest, I would imagine it would be 91 because we're 25 years. Wow. But I don't have the exact date. So in honor of 25 years of serving the community and moving more and more in the direction of a community center, of course, a lot of people know us for fitness and all that, we've decided to throw the doors open to everybody this Saturday, Family Free Day. We even have childcare for while you're there. Of course.
Sure.
It's not like, drop your kids and go to shopping. Yeah. So we have childcare from 9 to 3, but we're having all sorts of, we're known for our fitness classes. We've got Zumba, we've got yoga, we've now got body combat. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But we also have community classes, which are more artistically oriented. For example, ceramics, jewelry making, acting and improv. Those will all be going on Saturday. And everybody's welcome to attend, whether you're a member, whether you're not a member. It definitely has the best workout view, if you want to use the equipment, in Humboldt
County. That's for sure. That's right there on the bay. It's gorgeous.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, so many other times, and not putting any other places down, because there's a lot of good workout resources, but you're staring at somebody's backside the whole time. It's like,
Be a positive.
Yeah, it could be.
The
person's really, really fit, maybe.
Right.
But we have people literally who come to the Adorney Center every day, and they'll sit in the parking lot and look at the bay, because that's what you see. We've got an inversion table there and one of those big punching bags.
Sure.
And so we've got that going on. Of course, we have pickleball. That won't be this Saturday, but pickleballs, I kind of describe it as tennis with wiffle balls.
Okay.
And it's wild. People really, really love it. There's a very active community. We've got a big gymnasium. We have a conference center in there. It's just opening the doors and have people come on in and have a good time.
Yeah, it's a great spot. In fact, that's where we just recently had KM's 20th birthday party.
That's right, you did. I forgot.
Yeah, it was a big... Mm-hmm. I know our new general manager, John Richmond, was like, that's a really big venue. That's a little bit too big. I don't know if you're going to fill that. That's you're setting yourself for failure. It's packed.
Of course. How could it not be? You were
20 years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that really noteworthy. Congratulations to you guys.
It's kind of amazing. So it was a great place to do that. Everyone enjoyed it. And it's a beautiful spot. So you've got other things going on as well.
Well, yeah, we've got that is the big one. That's this Saturday as part of the launch, as part of the 25th anniversary. And like I said, free. We are also, I teased the term body combat.
Sure.
Excuse me. And body combat is, I can't believe I do this. I refer to myself as a survivor of it. But for people who are really into getting in shape, and it's really any, I mean, you can see what I look like. I do not look like a 25-year-old, buff guy. But
in your mind, though, I'm sure.
In my mind. A legend in my own mind. Is that the expression?
Yeah.
It is a high-intensity cardio workout. It's non-contact, but it's all sorts of martial arts stuff put to a motivational soundtrack led by a couple of people who are absolutely amazing, Pablo and Astrid.
It's like Chai Tea or Tai Chi or... I always get this mixed up.
I don't know.
Tai Chi or Chai Tea.
I always get this mixed up. More along the lines of a Chai Tea, please. but it's got like, I know karate, kickboxing, I forget what this one is called. Of course, nobody, since it's radio, can see my hands.
Right.
But the people who do it, as a matter of fact, if we could get Pablo or Astrid in next week, I was joking with you beforehand. If there's a pound of fat on these people, it's because they're carrying butter home from work or something. Yeah. You know, I mean, just amazing shape. But it's not just for people who are shaped like that. It's for people who are shaped like me or anybody else. And it's by Les Mills. It's Les Mills Body Combat. We are the only place licensed north of Santa Rosa and through all of Southern Oregon to have this. So that's a really, really big deal.
Wow.
And so that launch is, we'll be doing a demo of it, a demo class Saturday. I think that's at noon. But the launch is next Friday evening and Saturday at
23rd and 24th.
Yes, exactly. Right. Thank you for having the dates readily available.
5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Thank you. I'm glad I sent the notes so long in advance.
Yeah, see, I got that. I looked at that thing. I was like, does that say a lunch event? No, it would be wrong. It's a launch event.
It's a body combat lunch event with the chai tea.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, that's the other really, really big thing. And if you're a little nervous about it or what have you, you just got to come by and look at it because you'll get sucked in. I mean, I was saying, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to do this. I now do this twice a week.
Wow.
And I feel better. I mean, I won't ever get a six-pack. I'm working on a one-pack right there about now. But it's a really fun thing. So that's what's going on, too.
Nice.
And that's free also, the launch.
Yeah. I came to the realization years ago that not everyone has the body to get the six-pack because we were talking off-air about when I was before my accident, I was just a gym rat. I was in the gym all the time, and I was in there every day. I was doing like three sets of 20 crunches with 75 pounds of weight.
Oh my Lord!
Every day, and my body fat was way down, and it was just like, and never got the six pack. I was like, I've always wanted to get. Never happened.
Yeah, well, it's kind of funny because part of this whole class is you also have, you do crunches. Yep. And, you know, I mean, it's a whole body workout, you know, and at the end you feel really fantastic about having done what you've done. But I've noticed I now have one muscle over here on my bicep.
You
I have one
muscle.
Bicep that's now starting to get a muscle.
There
the other one is, I don't know what's the matter with it. You would think they would develop it equally. So kind of like a half Popeye sort of look here. You know, but yeah, it's great. So that's going on.
I like the fact that you can just say, you know, what are you up to? I'm doing body combat. It sounds impressive. Right. Doesn't it? It's a great name.
Imaginary people fear me.
It's like, yes, body combat. What are you doing?
Oh. Yeah, no, it's like I said, and of course, I've been doing Zumba for a couple of years, so so if somebody shows up and they go to like one of the classes I'm at, they have a double treat. They get to see me in Zumba clothes.
There we go.
And then they get to see me looking clumsy in body combat, but having a good time in the process. The other thing I did also want to throw out is because we are... The Adorney Center is, of course, part of Eureka, City of Eureka Parks and Recreation, and that's, to us, a really big thing. We're really proud of that. But we've gone more and more in the community direction, and we call it redefining fitness, because fitness isn't just about, as you refer to, the gym rat or body combat. Fitness is about your relationships. Fitness is about how happy you are. Fitness is about, you know, everything from your body to your spirit, you know, and bringing those all together.
That's absolutely true. As I said, you know, I've recently gotten back into the gym, and you just feel better. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like while you were working out, you may feel a little exhausted and you may be saying to yourself, why am I doing this?
Exactly.
But, you know, it's all the time out of that. You feel better. Your energy's up. You just feel better.
So to help accommodate that, we've now introduced the best family rate ever. Any adult who joins the Adorney Center at the standard rate, which is, I think, like $35, okay, for a month. If they join in September, there's, first of all, no initiation fee. But if you join and you're an adult, your whole family is now a member. Because we want you to bring your family. So there's no additional cost for your family. They can come in because you've been busy working all week long, you know, and you think, yeah, it would be kind of fun to maybe go to a Zumba class, but what am I going to do with the kids? Well, they can come and they can do something. Or, you know, I want to spend time with my spouse or my partner, you know. bring him or her along, because it's more fun when you're with other people. And of course, you meet other people, and that keeps you motivated. And it's a family atmosphere. It is just an amazingly safe place to be, and the beautiful view of the bay. And you know, so that's our new big deal, and that's going over amazingly well. Really, really nice, because families are all coming. And nice. When you go there, like I said, it's not a bunch of people who are wearing, you know, 25 years old and just in leotards and, you know, can run a 2-minute mile or something like that. It's people who look like you and me and the average person on the street, just doing the best they can, having a good time.
That is excellent. And by the way, congrats to the city of Eureka proclaiming September as Ordorney Community Center of the Month.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, well, 25. And that's a huge gift. The Adorney's, I forget the line he used, but I think as he was aging, he said something along the lines of, I want to be able to have everybody have a good time. It's in the proclamation. So, but he was apparently a really great guy. Obviously, he donated several million dollars, so we're going to just sing his praises forever.
Yeah.
But it really has helped the community. We're proud to be part of it. Yeah.
What did he do, Mr. Adorney? I mean,
I don't know what his occupation was. I do know in
being rich, obviously, it was
one apparently he had some money. And when I pass along, I will donate $33 to be used for chai tea. But his parents came over to Eureka in the 1800s.
Oh, wow.
And he was born here and lived his whole life here and just really, really loved this community.
Well, fantastic.
You know? And they never had kids, he nor his wife. So
there's no Adorney family out there.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Scott, thanks for coming in. I just want to remind folks again, the Family Free Day coming up on Saturday the 17th, and that is going to be going on all day long.
Yeah, it's basically 9 to 9. I mean, we're open 9 to 9. Most of the events are 9 to 3-ish, the classes, and, you know, and again, even if you don't want to do it, just come by and look. Although Greg Parnell, who's one of the Zumba instructors, who I happen to be friends with and go to his class, he's doing one at 5 also. And that, too, it's all free. Please hear this. This is not a sales pitch. It's all free. Yeah, just come by, have a good time.
All righty. Scott, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to see you.
And I'll have to give you the tour of the place as
okay,
well
while we're good. At it.